ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 We shall read from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 9, The Most Confidential Knowledge. Text 13. Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Mahatmanastu mam partha.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Daivim prakritim ashrita.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Bhajantyananya manaso.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Gyatva bhutadim avyayam.
Mahatmanaha.
Mahatmanaha.
The great souls.
The great souls.
To.
To.
But.
But.
Mam.
Mam.
Unto me.
Unto me.
Partha.
Partha.
O son of Pritha.
O son of Pritha.
Daivim.
Daivim.
Divine.
Divine.
Prakritim.
Prakritim.
Nature.
Nature.
Ashritaha.
Ashritaha.
Having taken shelter of.
Having taken shelter of.
Bhajanti.
Bhajanti.
Render service.
Render service.
Ananya manasa.
Ananya manasa.
Without deviation of the mind.
Without deviation of the mind.
Gyatva.
Gyatva.
Knowing.
Knowing.
Bhuta.
Bhuta.
Of creation.
Of creation.
Adim.
Adim.
The origin.
The origin.
Avyayam.
Avyayam.
Inexhaustible.
Inexhaustible.
Translation. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Please repeat. O son of Pritha,
O son of Pritha,
those who are not deluded,
those who are not deluded,
the great souls,
the great souls,
are under the protection of the divine nature,
are under the protection of the divine nature.
They are fully engaged in devotional service.
They are fully engaged in devotional service.
Because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Original and inexhaustible.
Original and inexhaustible.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In this verse, the description of the Mahatma is clearly given. The first sign of the Mahatma is that he is already situated in the divine nature. He is not under the control of material nature. And how is this effected? That is explained in the seventh chapter. One who surrenders unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, at once becomes free from the control of material nature. That is a qualification. One can become free from the control of material nature as soon as he surrenders his soul to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That is the preliminary formula. Being marginal potency, as soon as the living entity is freed from the control of material nature, he is put under the guidance of the spiritual nature. The guidance of the spiritual nature is called Daivi Prakriti, divine nature. When one is promoted in that way, by surrendering to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one attains to the stage of great soul, Mahatma. The Mahatma does not divert his attention to anything outside Krishna, because he knows perfectly well that Krishna is the original Supreme Person, the cause of all causes. There is no doubt about it. Such a Mahatma, or great soul, develops through association with other Mahatmas, pure devotees. Pure devotees are not even attracted by Krishna's other features, such as the four-armed Mahavishnu. They are simply attracted by the two-armed form of Krishna. They are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. They meditate only upon Krishna in Krishna consciousness. They are always engaged in the unswerving of service of the Lord in Krishna consciousness. Translation again. O son of Pritha, those who are not deluded, the great souls, are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. So in Shyamasundar Prabhu's brief introduction, he mentioned that by associating with great souls and serving great souls, one becomes great. As Srila Prabhupada said, by serving the great, one becomes great. Krishna is the greatest, and those who surrender to him and serve him in Krishna consciousness also become great. Some years ago, I arranged a program for Srila Prabhupada at the home of the Birla family in Bombay. The Birlas were the richest family in India then. Srila Prabhupada said no one can measure their wealth. And I prepared a list of topics, about 20 topics that I thought would be of interest. And I asked Mrs. Birla to choose one. So she looked at the list and she chose the topic, how to be successful in life. They're already already successful by everyone else's standards, but they want to be more successful. So, when Srila Prabhupada came, he gave a very interesting talk in which first he defined success. Now, we may have our ideas of success, but what is the best definition of success? And Srila Prabhupada explained, as is explained in the verse and purport here, that there are two energies, the internal energy or spiritual energy and the external energy or material energy. And we, living entities, are marginal. We are sometimes under the control of the spiritual energy and sometimes under the control of the material energy. most people are under the control of the material energy. So Srila Prabhupada said success means to come out from the control of this material energy and come under the control of the spiritual energy. And he explained that the material energy is personified as Durga, and the spiritual energy is personified as Radha, Rani. So success in life means to become free from the control of Maya or Durga and be placed under the control of Srimati Radharani. So in the 7th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna says, Daivi yesha guna mayi mama maya duratyaya, that this material nature, which consists of the three modes, is very difficult to overcome. But mamaiva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite, one who surrenders to Krishna can easily overcome Maya. Once I asked Srila Prabhupada about chanting and hearing and, you know, how hard it was to chant without being affected by Maya or distracted by Maya. And he said to chant loudly. So, surrendering to Krishna to become free from Maya for us can mean chanting the holy names in a way that our mind becomes fixed on the holy name and thus free from Maya. And Srila Prabhupada described that Durga rides on her carrier, and she holds a trident or trishul with which she pierces the demons. And the trident, the three prongs of the trident represent the threefold miseries of material existence, miseries caused by other living entities, miseries caused by nature, and miseries caused by our own bodies and minds. So as long as we're under the material energy, we're always being pierced by these miseries. And that's not a happy life. That's not a successful life. A successful life is one in which we become free from these miseries. And that it can be affected by surrendering to Krishna. And again, we can surrender to Krishna by surrendering to someone who has surrendered to Krishna, which means practically surrendering to someone who has surrendered to someone who has surrendered to someone who has surrendered to Krishna. That is the parampara system. Srila Prabhupada surrendered to his Guru Maharaj. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he surrendered to his Guru Maharaj. Srila Gaurakishordas Babaji, he surrendered to his spiritual master, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He surrendered to his spiritual master, Srila Jagannath Das Babaji, and that way, all the way back to Lord Chaitanya, and further back to Lord Krishna. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes Syan Mahat Sevaya Vipra, that by serving Mahatmas, by serving great souls, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi, one develops taste for the messages of Krishna. By serving someone, you develop the qualities of the person. And Srila Prabhupada explains that the main quality of a Mahatma, or great soul, is attraction for chanting and hearing the messages of Krishna. And that's described in the next verse of the Bhagavad Gita here. Satatam kirtayanto mam yasantas cha dridavritaha namasyantas cha mam bhaktiya nitya yukta upasite. So by serving Mahatmas, we develop the qualities of Mahatmas, and that's mentioned specifically in Srimad Bhagavatam, Vasudeva Katha Ruchi. We develop ruchi, or taste, for Katha of Krishna. And Shunvata Sakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana. And just hearing Krishna Katha itself is a pious activity, or it makes us pious, just hearing about Krishna. But then further, Srimad Bhagavatam explains, Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, that by serving the Bhagavat, and there's the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat. By serving the book Bhagavat, in other words, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or by serving the person Bhagavat, all that is inauspicious in the heart becomes almost destroyed. And bhaktir bhavati naishtiki, and loving service to the Lord becomes established as an irrevocable fact. So these three verses describe different stages in the development of Krishna consciousness. Bhajana Kriya, Anartha Nivritti, and Nishta. But they all depend on associating with great souls and serving great souls. And therefore, Srila Prabhupada formed the International Society for Krishna Consciousness to give people the chance to associate with Mahatmas, with great souls. And all of us are meant to become great souls through that association, and in turn give our association to others, so they also get the chance to engage in chanting and hearing and loving service to Krishna. Now it's mentioned here, bhajantyananya manaso, that the great souls worship Krishna without deviation, without their minds being deviated. And it's very interesting. In the purport, Srila Prabhupada says, they are not attracted to other features of Krishna. It means they're not even attracted to the feature of Lord Narayan and Vaikuntha, or even Lord Ram in Ayodhya. nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. Not concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. Here I call to mind a doctor, a medical doctor in Bombay, who came forward to associate with the devotees in 1978, just after Srila Prabhupada left. After placing Srila Prabhupada in Samadhi in Vrindavan, and then the flowers in his Pushpa Samadhi in Mayapur, Tamal Krishna Goswami and I returned to Juhu. We were staying together in a room, and this young doctor began to associate with the devotees, and eventually we gave him a room to like encourage him to stay with the devotees. He was married, but I think he was separated from his wife. Anyway, he moved in, and he placed on the wall a poster of Hema Malini. Hema Malini was a famous movie actress. Originally a dancer, but she became a movie actress, and it was quite beautiful by material estimation. And I could not believe it. I could not believe that he came to the ashram and put up a picture of Hema Malini on the wall. So when I read this line, they are not attracted to other features of Krishna, nor are they concerned with any form of a demigod or of a human being. I thought of him. He was concerned with the form of a human being. And, of course, that is a sort of extreme case, but we do meditate on other forms of demigods and human beings. But Mahatmas meditate only upon Krishna and Krishna consciousness. And by associating with them, it becomes easier for us also to focus our minds on Krishna. And we experience it when we associate with devotees, especially more advanced devotees who have taste. It's easier to think of Krishna. It's easier to fix the mind on Krishna. Last night we chanted a round together at Krishna and Vijay Lakshmi's home program. And it was very powerful. It was very powerful chanting in the association of devotees, in the association of great souls. It's more powerful for most people than chanting alone. And in Harinam Chintamani, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur recommends that one should chant the holy name, chant japa, in the association of more advanced devotees who have taste, because by chanting in their association, you also experience some taste. So we have all the processes. The beauty of Krishna consciousness is you can engage in all the processes practically anywhere on your own. You can chant the holy names, you can read the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, you can worship the deity, you can pray. But everything comes to life. Everything is easier and more vivid in the association of devotees. And that's the great importance of the association of devotees, and that's the great importance of temples. People come to the temple, and in the temple, although it's the same deity they might have at home, it's the same Bhagavad Gita they might have at home, it's the same holy name that they might chant at home, but in the association of more advanced devotees, it becomes more vivid and more real. And therefore we have temples, both to show people how to practice Krishna consciousness at home if they can't live in the temple or near the temple, but also to give them association that will encourage and inspire them in their Krishna consciousness the rest of the time when they're away from the temple. So we are all fortunate to be here. Just a little note about the power of association. Many of the devotees have children, and they bring the children with them to the temple. And at the temple, the children also associate with devotees. And, you know, we have Sunday school, and they learn in the Sunday school. And the spiritual atmosphere in the temple, and I'm sure the spiritual atmosphere at home, to the degree that the parents create a spiritual atmosphere by their behavior and practices, has a powerful effect on the children. Last night after the talk, some of the children sat around me, and I asked one of the girls, you know, what's her favorite part she said her favorite part of her life was coming to the temple on Sunday. And her favorite part of coming to the temple on Sunday was Sunday school. Because in Sunday school, she got to learn about Prabhupada and Krishna and the practice of devotional service. And then she told a story. I mean, story means an experience she had, in which she had a dream in which Srila Prabhupada spoke to her. He began as a deity and then he came to life and spoke to her. And then a little while later, one of the other girls said, you know, you're so lucky you knew Prabhupada. I wish I knew Prabhupada. And then after a while, the first girl said, yeah, you're so fortunate. I wish I had met Srila Prabhupada. Of course, then the parents said, well, you're fortunate that you met someone who met Prabhupada. Anyway. But it's so powerful. So powerful. And then this afternoon, there was a program in Gauranga Hall. And at a certain stage, I left the hall and I saw outside there were four children. So as soon as I came out of the hall, they said, "Oh, there's Maharaj's, Maharaj's." Oh, did obeisances. So, you know, I asked them. There were three girls and a boy. It turns out the youngest girl was 6, and the next girl was 7, the next girl was 8, and the boy was 9. So I asked them what they were doing, and they said they were playing. That the boy was the guru, and the three younger ones, the girls, were his disciples. So even in their play, you know, they're absorbed in Krishna consciousness. You know, instead of playing whatever people's heroes are, cowboys or policemen or soldiers, they're playing devotees. I mean, they are devotees, but they're playing more senior devotees, which they desire to emulate. So it's very important, the association, and it's very powerful, and we can see, especially with these pure-hearted children, how easily and naturally they take to Krishna consciousness. It is natural. The material life is artificial. That's really awkward, but spiritual life is natural. And one of the adults was commenting today how people who don't really know what Krishna consciousness is and who don't really know what devotees are, when they actually spend time with them, they're astonished, you know. Bhashyam Sundar Prabhu mentioned how when he first met the devotees, he said, "Wow, they're so happy, so friendly." Something he hadn't experienced in his circle of friends outside Krishna consciousness. And just today, one of the adult ladies was speaking about her elderly mother, that her elderly mother didn't really know what Krishna consciousness was, what devotees were, and when her mother came from India to spend time with her in America, she saw, wow, this is a lot of fun. It's like they're always happy, and they're always having fun together, but it's all in relation to God or Krishna, so whatever they're doing is actually worship, but at the same time it's fun. And she's like really impressed. So it's natural, you know, if we let go of our false ego and false attachments, it's natural and joyful and easy. Hare Krishna. Do we have time for questions? Or? What, we have time for one or two questions, if you have. Oh yeah, I thought of adding one more thing. I was talking about serving the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, that the results are the same. So once a disciple asked Srila Prabhupada that, yes, we talk about the book Bhagavat and the person Bhagavat, that both are the same, but still, is one better than the other? And Srila Prabhupada said, yes, the person Bhagavat is better, because he can catch you by the ear. So, any questions or comments? Yes. Well, they are Mahatmas. Bahunam Janmanamante Gyanavamam Prapadyate. After many births and deaths, when one becomes wise, he surrenders to Krishna. Samahatma Sudurlabha. So if they've surrendered to Krishna and are chanting the holy name of Krishna, they are Mahatmas. But even then, being in the material environment and in Kali Yuga, there's the tendency to be influenced by the modes of nature. I mean, even though one is surrendered to Krishna and in principle is free from the modes of nature, but still one can be influenced by the modes of nature. But we should try to keep our activities on the platform of those of Mahatma, chanting and hearing about Krishna. Sometimes people want to talk to us about other devotees, complain about other devotees, complain about the management, complain about whatever it is. And they might feel that, that we should hear them. You know, if we're their friend, we should hear them. But we can say that, I would like to help you, but I have to chant my rounds now. So you're welcome to chant with me. Or, I'm really, concerned about you, but, I have to read my 1 hour daily of the Bhagavad Gita or Srimad Bhagavatam. So, if you like, you're most welcome to stay with me. We can read together and discuss together and sort of elevate them to that platform. And if your concern is that someone is talking to someone else about you or your loved ones, well, that's not what you're concerned about. No, just, yeah. I think that's it. That's it, just... Yes, Shams. Yeah. Yeah, that's a very good question, very relevant question. One year when Srila Prabhupada came to Bombay, there was a brahmachari I hadn't seen before, carrying his bags up, just never seen him before. So I asked, who's that? They said, oh, that's Alfred Ford. Alfred Ford was the great-grandson of Henry Ford, the Ford Motor Company. And he took initiation from Srila Prabhupada, Ambarish Das. And Ambarish Das stayed in Bombay for 2 or 3 weeks. And then when he was leaving, he had a discussion with Srila Prabhupada about his future. And Srila Prabhupada told him that when he went back to Detroit, he should work. Because in those days, almost all the devotees in the movement were fully engaged in the Sankirtan movement. They didn't have jobs or businesses. And Srila Prabhupada told Ambarish, I want people to get the idea that devotees can also work and still be devotees. So then Ambarish said, well, what about my association? What will I do for association while I'm working? And Srila Prabhupada said, while you're working, if you're thinking, I'm doing this for Krishna, that will be your association. So that's the answer. However awkward it is, we have to have that consciousness that I'm doing this for Krishna. And then we won't mind it because we're doing it for Krishna, not doing it for ourselves. But it is a hardship to associate with non-devotees, and they, anyway, it is a hardship. So if someone can do some work in the association of other devotees, that's a great blessing. That's a great blessing. And then when you come home from work, absorb yourself in chanting and hearing and serving as much as possible to sort of counteract the effects of the association at work. Anyway, if you're sincere, which you are, and pray to Krishna to help you and go out of your way to get good association and stay in good association, you know, Krishna will show you the way, how to proceed. Yes, Shamsundar Prabhu.
I was reading the get into the pastimes, even though you read the pastimes.
Well, in a simple way, Srila Prabhupada introduced the reading of Krishna book at night. And it's sort of natural that what fills your mind at night will be in your mind when you sleep, and it will be in your mind when you awake in the morning. So being absorbed in Krishna's pastimes from Krishna book or Srimad Bhagavatam or Chaitanya Charitamrita or similar scriptures, we'll have those thoughts in our mind. Quite early in Krishna consciousness, I heard that Srila Prabhupada said that if you read the Krishna book, then whatever you see will remind you of Krishna. And for some time, I experienced that. Of course, we were living at a nice estate that had been Hanuman Prasad Poddar's personal residence in Gorakhpur. So there were nice fields, and you know, it was maybe easier in a way to think of Krishna and the cowherd boys and the calves. But Prabhupada said that if you read the Krishna book, then everything you see will remind you of Krishna. So, well, okay, we were at Sri Krishna Niketan in Gorakhpur. We were reminded of Krishna and the cowherd boys. But sometimes I walk down the street and I'm reminded of Kamsa. But it's all Krishna Leela. It's all Krishna Leela. So if we use that time, that precious time in the evening when we come home from work and before we take rest, and in the morning before we go to work and absorb ourselves in Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's name and form and qualities and pastimes, then we can think of them while we're at work. And like, so sort of like advanced, you know, like what Krishna does at different times of the day, and then you see what time it is, and you think, oh, that Krishna's doing this. So it's possible. Krishna consciousness is transcendental. It cannot be checked by any material condition, even working. You just have to do it. The benefits of the practices of Krishna consciousness are experienced when we actually practice. Then we feel the result. Hare Krishna.